It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Expedia.com, where you can find yours with Expedia. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. August 23rd, 1609, the telescope was first demonstrated by Galileo. 1956, Bell Laboratories announced their experiment with a picture phone transmission that sends pictures along sound over regular telephone lines. 1973, the Intelsat communication satellite was launched. 1983, Origin Systems released the role-playing game Ultima 3 Exodus for personal computers. Jump ahead to 1993, Nintendo announced that it had agreed to use Silicon Graphics technology in a video game platform it was developing with the 64-bit MIPS R4000 processor. 1995, Microsoft released their Windows 95 operating system, which would include a web browser called Internet Explorer. By fall of 96, Internet Explorer will have seized a third of the market share. 1998, the world's first professional auction of Atari memorabilia takes place at the Holiday Inn in Las Vegas, Nevada, during the World of Atari 98 show. Also in 1998, the Paramount website is hacked by Zyklon, a member of the Seattle hacking group Legions of the Underground. And in 1999, Pyra Labs launched the Blogger Personal Website Publishing System. As one of the earliest dedicated blog publishing tools, it would be credited with popularizing the blog format. And now this word from our friends over at Expedia. Las Vegas, Jamaica, San Francisco, China, New York, Portland, Florida. Have you been? Maybe you're from there and you need to start planning your trip home for the holidays. Now is the time to do that. With rates at their lowest for November and December, you can get great deals in planning your trip. That's where Expedia comes in, from air travel, hotels, cars, and full vacation packages. Because who doesn't want to be in a warm city during the coldest of winters? You can also earn Expedia points so you can use them on more trips all around the world. Get $25 off your first hotel booking at Expedia. Go over to geekazine.com/Expedia for more details. Over at Expedia, find yours. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, Intel announced the X-Scale processor for future handheld computers, demonstrated a processor running at 1 gigahertz. 2001, IBM launched the new marketing campaign that included a new logo of their traditional blue-white stripe graphically peeled back to reveal the words IBM Technology. 2002, Apple Computer launched their Mac OS X 10.2 operating system with new features including instant messaging client iChat. 2003, Jesus Aquendo, SIL of AntiOffice, released the Border Router Attack Tool, or BRAT, as part of the Theories in Denial service in an effort to make administrators aware of the possibility of worm attacks. 2005, Yahoo acquired 40% of the Alibaba.com online auction site for $1 billion. 2007, the first hashtag showed up on Twitter. Hashtags have been used on IRC, but Twitter used Chris Messina's after he tweeted, "How do you feel about using pound for groups?" as in hashtag barcamp. 2010, Google iOS search application gets push notifications. Satellite TV service Dish Network takes its online streaming service out of beta and begins putting shows online. This was only for Dish subscribers. And RIAA President Kerry Sherman announced that U.S. copyright law was not working. He proposed broadband providers need to agree to anti-piracy measures. 2011, Yale and Purdue universities report exposure to over 43,000 Social Security numbers. And in 2013, Steve Ballmer announced that he would be retiring from Microsoft within the next 12 months. And Apple acquired Embark, a transit map application. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.